19-3.0-08-001-010-019.000 at 2361 State Highway VV to be rezoned from R1 zoning district to A1 zoning district in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission. So that's the motion and second that's on the floor. Any further discussion? All those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? So the rezoning for approval recommendation. And Scott, when is that meeting?
16th.
I keep thinking today's Monday, but it's not. I was going to say a week from today, but.
9 a.m.?
Yes. 16th, 9 a.m.
Okay, so that's step one. So now for this same application, but moving on to the conditional use permit, which would be contingent upon the county commissioners approving the rezoning. Is there any further discussion or with the applicants or discussion amongst ourselves on what would be required? Scott, would you be able to put back up what you had for the CUP for that?
Would you be willing to limit your hours in the evening at a certain time?
Mm-hmm.
What would that be?
I think normal ones usually are 10 p.m. and then after that it kind of cease, you know, and then a clean up maybe very quietly. But for the event itself, absolutely. If the folks don't have problems.
So you'd be willing to put that in as a condition?
Yeah.
Would you be willing to limit your external amplification of sound?
Very good point, yes.
Well, I don't think you're going to do it anyway, but it would perhaps give people around a little bit of more feeling of security because so they don't have the loud music and stuff.
Absolutely. And the environment we're trying to create is of serene and peaceful and relaxing, not
If we're throwing out a number there, probably like, oh, what would be a number? 75 decibels.
Oh, if I knew anything about decibels, I could agree with you.
Well, I fought this before. We had a racetrack one time.
Yeah.
That's normal. That would be equal, basically, to standard highway noise at 200 feet.
Hmm.
If you're wondering why I'm thinking that number.
Is there any buffering issue that we need to talk about as far as between this property and the neighbor? Is there something there now? I guess
there's a privacy fence that I understand is now on them. It was originally put by the owner of that. And then there's some vegetation there that could be enhanced or left. I just didn't want them to clear cut. I mean, I didn't feel like it should be clear cut. That's our one residential parcel that joins this. You have the ability to do whatever you feel like it needs, privacy fence or just full vegetation or a combination of both for the sound.
I can't tell by looking how far is the property line from the building. I mean, is it just a couple hundred feet or is it?
Well, there's a tennis court in between.
See.
What, 300 feet?
Tennis courts across the street.
125.
So it's pretty close.
It's closer than I thought.
Yes. Yeah,
right.
I'd say a fence and a buffer and a vegetation buffer.
Good.
That's my boss.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's been talked about, 10 p.m.? Fence and a buffer and exterior noise. Any other, does anybody want to wrap that into a motion?
Looks like you're going to have foot traffic across the neighborhood road. I don't know, what is that? That's not a county road. Is it a county road?
It's on the same.
It's the same parcel as
state. Where does the county jump in, Devin? Do you know?
It's back by the power plant.
Power substation.
Oh, okay.
Substation right there.
That's a good point, right?
So about that's county.
People walking back and forth across the road at night. What about lighting? That is safety.
We're talking about that little side road, correct?
Well, so we'd be looking at a road.
Your parking lot's across that road, mm-hmm. So, I mean, I'm sure it's low traffic, but it only takes one.
Yeah.
I think there's some lightning already exist.
A pole?
Yeah, there's a pole, but
we can verify.
We can actually install a couple poles, you know, just to...
there's what it looks like. That parking area is right.
Safety standpoint,
right. Right. We can
take all the fun out of
probably
away.
Have yeah some.
So additional lighting to the parking area.
Yeah, that's a reasonable. Thank you. It's a reasonable concern. Yeah.
Anything else? Are we ready? Someone ready to throw a motion out there? Quiet hours of 10 p.m. and then basically closed down mode, fence and a buffer between the home and additional parking lot lighting.
And contingent the county commission approves the rezone request to the requested zoning district of A1. So you have some recommendations and a contingency.
I'd make that motion. Do I have to say it?
No, I got ready.
Scott's got you covered.
Well, I did pretty good.
Yeah. Fence and a vegetative buffer, and you have a 10 p.m. shutdown and quiet time. Additional lighting in the parking area. Do you want me to add the noise?
Sound
level. The reasonable sound was recommended of a 75 decimal, and then it will have the contingency that the county commission approves the rezone request to A1 on that parcel.
All right. So we've got that motion on the floor. Do we have somebody that will second it?
I will second that.
Can you repeat the motion?
No,
I'm joking. So we got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. So
county
y'all.
County Commission next Monday at 9 a.m. A.m. Yep.
Thank you so much.
And if your case has been heard or you're here for a specific case, you're welcome to leave afterwards. We're short on space, so that would help out as well. Do we need to be going out in the hallway with each new...
Presley's going to.
What?
The hallway.
Oh, yes.
I just need a reminder. We lots of things going on, but I did ask her to.
Okay, next we've got Rezone 23015-1234 Holdings LLC for one parcel located off Iowa Colony Road from A1 to R2.
So your 1234 Holdings LLC is seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve the rezone request of one parcel, number 18-6.0-24-002-003-015.000, located off Iowa Colony Road, Hollister. The existing property is zoned A1, agricultural. The rezone request is for R2, 1 and 2 family residential district. Just straightforward rezone request. This is where Historic 165 and Iowa Colony meet. This is Lake Tanacoma. This is Lake 265. You've seen applications in this general area a few times, so this is around the corner.
Right past the lookout.
Yeah, I was looking for the scenic
I guess right here. I mean, right the scenic there. Overlook's right there.
Yeah.
So here's our zoning layer. Current parcel is zone day one. These are R2. This is R2. C1. This was that manufacturing district where they were going to do some wood furniture manufacturing. Of course, R1 and A1. So here's the conceptual drawing that they presented. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 duplexes. I did take a few pictures. That's Iowa Colony looking back to the north. That's where Historic 265 and Iowa Colony meet. So your scenic overlook's just to the right. And then looking back to the north, northwest. And I just moved down the hill a little bit. And I turn and look to the southwest. And then I was down the hill and I look back towards the east. So you're looking at Iowa Colony Road just at the edge of that. Cleared. Back to the north. Northeast. And that, I'd have your applicants come up and add to it.
Good evening, members of the Planning Commission. I'm Todd Chandler with Great River Engineering, 186 South Payne Stewart Drive, Branson, Missouri. My applicant is, the owner of this property is just looking at putting in some duplexes, some affordable housing, basically, in the area that's much needed. These will not be nightly rental, so just want to make sure you're aware of that as well. So it has access to Iowa Colony Road currently, and it's served by Taney County Regional Sewer District, and we will be putting in a community well for this development because it doesn't have access to public water. So with that, I'll entertain any questions you guys might have.
So is the site work I saw, is that recent? Or?
Yes. Yeah, we worked with Scott to get the land disturbance permit through the county as well as DNR, and have been following the SWIP requirements as well. So,
yep.
Yeah, it was the lot was completely covered with trees, and it really opened up the view. It has some remarkable views from that area. One, possibly two. There's two existing drives. Like, it's kind of weird out there. It's like the whole thing is a driveway right now along Iowa Colony. But the site plan, Scott, if you pull the site plan back up. I guess I only... Yeah, so there's a temporary construction entrance there that's already out there just to keep debris and stuff off of Iowa Colony Road. But we're just showing actually one driveway, which is pushed back from 165 or historic 165, because I didn't want to put it where that construction entrance is because that would not be good.
No, it wouldn't be approved.
You know, we haven't met with you yet to obviously go over exact placement, but site distance shouldn't be an issue from that location. No. So... And if we have to, we could even move it further up, kind of to the northeast if we need to. So, yep.
Any other questions for the applicant? Do we have anyone that signed up to speak for or against this application? Good evening.
They've done developments around 165 over.
Sir, can I get your name?
I'm sorry, Roger Odewalt. Mr. Kitchens, nice to see you.
Same here.
And they've had fire hydrants in the new subdivisions. This says it's going to be 8 duplexes. Will there be a fire hydrant in that concept?
I don't know, but when we get the applicant back up here, we can definitely answer that question.
That's one of them. And then they talked about the in